You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like that dude just said a moment ago, we are indeed solid, conservative, just plain right. Here it's Monday, 2.08 p.m., the 31st of January, which is hard to believe by itself. But listen, let me jump towards my comments for the day, because it kind of segues off just some of that. I mean, even if you don't follow politics closely, you've probably already figured out this is an election year, right? I mean, thank you, Captain Obvious. And listen, this is going to be a fun one in many ways. Now, Alabama is largely a red state. The Republican Party has the majority in all statewide and many local offices. Our U.S. delegation, with 9 total members between Congress and Senate, has only 1 Democrat member. Our state legislature, since we flipped it in 2010, has what is known as a supermajority of Republicans, meaning that the number of Republicans so outweighs the Democrats that if they choose to block vote on party lines, the opposition can't do much about it. But keep in mind what I've said many times on this show. Being a Republican and being a conservative are not necessarily the same thing. And it's about to get pretty real for several of them. In a little while, I'm going to break down the races as we know them now, that all possible candidates are qualified on the ballot. But suffice to say, there were a few surprises, like I said a moment ago. And most of these surprises, they deal with folks who were incumbents who drew the ire of their constituents. And as a result, they will have to really work now to keep their jobs. There's an old saying in politics, there's only 2 ways to run a race, scared and unopposed. Well, after Friday evening, when the qualifying closed, there were several incumbents around the state who got a bit scared, just saying. So why does this matter? Well, it matters because good people everywhere are getting fed up with politics as usual. Not since the Tea Party movement in 2010 have I seen conservatives, real conservatives, truly galvanized and ready to get out and support a change in their political environment. Keep in mind what happened then just right here in Alabama. 2010. In 2010, Alabama became a different political state overnight. But it didn't happen overnight. It took years of getting fed up, and it took a full year of campaigning, just in the legislative races alone. And then it happened. It was a glorious time. You see, in 2010, Republicans took back the Alabama State House, the same vested halls of governance where everything that affects you and I takes place. I'm talking like education, taxation, roads and bridges, law enforcement, laws related to texting and driving, all the way up to whether or not this state will stand for the right to life and the freedom of speech on our college campuses. All of that and a whole lot more comes from the Alabama State House in Montgomery, not D.C. And in 2010, the Democrat Party, aided by their chief ally, the Teachers Union, had held complete control over the Alabama State House for 136 straight years. Let that sink in. Since the period of post-Civil War Reconstruction, the Democrat Party had controlled the making of Alabama's laws, the setting of Alabama's budgets, the control of Alabama's schools, the raising of Alabama's taxes, the question of whether we would be a civil rights safe haven or a racial nightmare. All of it came from 136 years of straight Democrat control. And in one fell swoop, the people of Alabama decided they had had enough and voted them out of power in November of 2010. The Democrats did not know what had hit them. You see, the interesting thing about Alabama legislative races is you don't wait to get sworn in several months later. If you win your election, you take office that very same night at midnight. Poof, instant senator. That's what I was. The halls of the State House, it was hilarious. The halls of the State House were lined with trash cans as the staff was required to clean out all the offices for the folks who had not even expected to not be showing up for work the next day. The legislative organizational session was funny. That's the official gathering that we have every 4 years to elect the leadership and assign committees. Well, the Democrats thought it was going to be theirs again, so they planned it more like a party for themselves in Tuscaloosa, not in Montgomery. And we Republicans showed up and were quite the buzzkill, as the Dems had already picked their liberal speakers to come and tell us what was what, and we were having none of it. It was a good time. Well, since then, after 8 years, about a third of us decided that we would not run again. So in 2018, literally one-third of the Alabama House and Senate chose to go back to our day jobs and not become entrenched in politics, to let someone else take a stab at governance. All those seats were taken by Republicans, but there was a decidedly different tone. First, it was the gas tax being raised. Then it was medical marijuana. Then not a whiff of school choice. Meanwhile, the all-important expansion of casino gaming turned out to be very important to them. Government grew and spending increased with very little indication that tax cuts were ever going to be a thing. And then COVID, with a general sentiment that government has done more to hurt than to help. Businesses shut down, people paid not to work, mixed signals on masking, and combine all of that with the freak show that was our 2020 election and the resulting overreach of the federal government. All of that in just 3 years. Which is why I say now that I'm sensing a movement. Several legislators have drawn primary opponents, someone within their own party who thinks they need to go. That's no small thing, y'all. That's the effective way of saying, quote, some of your own folks have no confidence in you, Mr. Legislator. So there's going to be a few who are targeted by special interests, you know, trying to take somebody out because they stood in the way of a bill or whatever. But by and large, what I'm seeing from my watchman's post right here at Right Side Radio is that folks are just fed up, and they want to know that their elected officials will show some backbone, will fight the good fight, or for that matter, go pick a fight, for crying out loud. No more campaign rhetoric with hollow words that mean nothing in the next 4 years. We can all watch the commercials. We can know you support the Second Amendment, stand for the rights of the unborn, you love Donald Trump, you hate the Biden administration, but what are you going to actually do? Are we ever going to get back to the halcyon days of fighting for limited government? Will our politicians give a true and actual tax cut that all Alabamians can feel? Will the teachers' union finally be cast off for good and let Alabama become a leader in school choice and get us out of last place in the nation? Do something different. It takes a movement, y'all. It takes a groundswell. It takes all of you right-side ruffians getting busy and shopping for the most conservative candidate in each race and pushing them through to the finish line. We did it in 2010. We can do it again. So let the games begin. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Whew. I'm saying, folks, man, in 2010, they did not see it coming. They were blind to the idea that they could be challenged. But that was the Democrats. Now what I'm saying is moderates. Moderates need to be careful because moderates right now are allowing Alabama to look red and act purple. Get it? Look red and act purple. That's got to stop. Be what you are. Don't pretend you're conservative in your campaign commercials and do something different when you get in the job. The state needs you. All right, folks, let's get busy. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We will be right back.